This is Triple R Midday News with Zala Carismal,
Didier Stobart
and Eliza Beck. Senator Nick Xenophon has announced he will be quitting federal politics and returning to state politics in South Australia. This comes as he awaits the High Court's decision on his citizenship status. Senator Xenophon says his state needs him and that South Australia's Labor and Liberal parties are more interested in infighting than fighting for the people. He will contest the seat of Hartley in Australia's state election next year.
Significant flaws in the federal government's new facial recognition system have been identified by digital civil rights advocates. Reports from the US show facial recognition software unfairly targets minorities. John Lawrence from Electronic Frontiers Australia says similar software in the US is producing false positive rates of up to 15%.
That's a huge false positive rate for something of this sort of nature. You know, if you can imagine walking into a game of football and the system, identifies you as somebody that you're not, that may be on a watch list, all of a sudden, you know, you're being strip searched in the background. That's not a great experience.
Cardinal George Pell appeared at the Melbourne Magistrates Court for a preliminary hearing. He's facing historical sexual offence allegations. A media scrum was waiting outside the court to swamp Pell and his legal team as they were escorted by police to and from the court. Cardinal Pell will face a four-week committal hearing next March, in which about 50 witnesses will give evidence. Cardinal Pell strenuously denies the charges against him.
Children as young as 10 could be detained for up to 14 days without charge under proposed new counter-terrorism laws. Malcolm Turnbull announced the nationwide plan for terrorism suspects at the Council for Australian Governments meeting. He also said there would be significant safeguards if children were arrested under these new measures. Anti-terrorism expert Professor Greg Barton says so far there has never been a recorded case of a 10-year-old being detained under terrorism laws.
The situation in which this might be necessary, plausibly, is one in which you've got a network and children have been unfortunately caught up in the network, family members have been targeted, and for their own safety, you want to keep them in a period of attention watch to figure out what the threat is.
O-Bike Australia is again resisting mounting pressure to rethink its dockless bike sharing scheme after Melbourne City Council began confiscating illegally parked bikes. Dozens of bikes have been recovered and the council says O-Bike has 7 days and will need to pay a $50 fine to reclaim each bike before it begins crushing them. O-Bike's Chetan Rangaswamy says the company will pay the fine to recover its impounded bikes.
We are happy to sort of comply with that timeline. It was just a case of miscommunication in the first go.
A new survey has found Australians have a growing dislike for carrying coins, costing the country around $38.5 million every month. The average Australian adult loses over $2 a month, while millennials lose as much as $10. Melbourne millennial Marina Jobs says although she doesn't actively throw away coins, she certainly sees the inconvenience.
I view them as being pretty much worthless. For example, if I didn't have a purse with a compartment for coins, I don't know what I'd do with them. I can see that a lot of people, I can actually see them not caring at all about any type of coin. It doesn't buy you as much as what it used to be able to buy you, so no wonder people see it as being worthless.
In sports news, AFL players are now forcing their way out of clubs during the current trade period. Players and their agents are demanding trades and agreeing to contracts before the trades have been approved, making it more difficult to clubs to hold on to star players. AFL talent manager Michael Lynch thinks the landscape of player movement has changed dramatically.
Unless the clubs do something drastic, which puts them at a disadvantage, the power is with the players. Some really interesting scenarios, and it's definitely changing the landscape of the AFL, and contracts, player contracts, are meaning less and less and less.
The Socceroos have set themselves up for an exciting second leg World Cup qualifying match against Syria in Sydney on Tuesday. The Socceroos came away with the crucial away goal in the 1-1 draw last night against Syria in the first leg. In netball, the Australian Diamonds have beaten New Zealand Silver Ferns in the first game of a four-game series in Auckland, winning the match 57-54. In the NBL, Melbourne United have won their opening game of the season against the reigning Premier's Adelaide 36ers in impressive fashion, with star import Casper Ware leading the way.
Now to Melbourne's weather. Cloudy with a medium chance of showers, sunny periods developing later this afternoon, southerly winds and a top of 16 degrees. It'll be a partly cloudy weekend with a top of 23 tomorrow. Showers likely and 25 degrees on Sunday. This has been Triple R Midday News with Zala Charismal,
Didier Stobart
and Eliza Beck.